How big of a loss is Will Blackman?
Well, you know, depending on how long or whatever, I mean, he's played every snap at nickel, so there's a lot of experience that we lose if he can't play. And, you know, a guy like Sherrod Martin's been getting reps there, and, you know, Aaron Colvin, we don't know where he's going to be, or, you know, Peyton Thompson, those guys have gotten some reps also. So, you know, Will's done a fine job, and, you know, but we'll see how plays out here.
You're always, as a coach, looking for consistency. The defense has now put together a couple of really good weeks. What makes you think that they can continue to sustain the way they've been performing?
I just love the attitude of our players. I mean, they come out every day. I mean, and this is not coach speak. They come out every day. They work hard. They have a great attitude. They're giving us everything they got. And, you know, for us as coaches, that's what we ask. But, you know, I think that they appreciate each other. And our coaches, you know, Dwayne Walker, Todd Walker, Scotty Hazleton, Robert Sala, Aaron Whitecott, and Mike Rutenberg, they've all done a great job of keeping these guys focused and rolling forward. And you know, and they just continue to do the same thing. They were great in the meeting today. I don't want to say that they, you know, they were as professional as they could be considering the circumstances today in the meeting. So it was outstanding.
Coach, what did JT do well yesterday, and what can he improve on?
Well, I think that I think sometimes people could take that position for granted. That's the quarterback of our defense. And for him to go in there and do the things that he did, he had some mistakes, but he did a really good job. We're very proud of him. Robert Sala and Scotty Hazleton did a great job getting him ready. You know, it's a heck of a deal for him to go in there and play like that. And the players were really excited because he worked really hard during the week. And there were some ups and downs, but he was confident and he played like that.
Process with JT and the rest of the defense and the sideline, did that go a little smoother than you had maybe thought it might?
Yeah, very pleased with it. I thought that he did a really good job. Like I said, man, there's a lot going on. People think positioning the defense, we call it a close call, just saying close right where everybody gets lined up. Everybody thinks that's it. It's not. It's a hard thing. Just that easy. That task is extremely hard. So we felt like as the week went on, he got better and better with the communication, and the guys, they did a good job during the game.
What does the next step for this defense look like?
Takeaways. You know, we talked about it today as a defensive unit. You know, that's something that we need to make sure that we take care of. I think if we continue with the consistency that we talked about earlier, you know, the guys coming out and using their fundamentals, that's something that we've stressed. The coaches have stressed the last couple weeks. You know, the missed tackles are down and things like that. But, you know, takeaways are something that we need to make sure that we put ourselves in position. And if there is an opportunity, we got to take advantage of it.
Describe the challenge of keeping your guys focused on the Bengals and not worrying about the fact that you're immediately going to London and all the next week.
Well, you know what? I would say, you know, for me, I think the guys will just take care of that because they're really a professional group. And I think they understand one thing about these guys, what they've done here of lately, is that they've come out and they've been focused and they played. You know, so I don't see that being a big problem. There are some things that you got to take care of before you go to Cincinnati for London, but I think that's just all part of the process. Just like when we went out to San Diego on a Friday and had to practice at, you know, the University of San Diego or San Diego State, whichever it was, and, you know, those guys, they handled it well.